USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The release of a new report shows inflation is displaying no signs of slowing down. The consumer price index for last month came in hotter than expected at 0.4%. The year-over-year increase was 8.2%. A spike in food prices is being blamed for contributing to the increases. Energy prices declined, with gasoline falling by nearly 5%. Social Security benefits are going up 8.7% next year. The cost of living adjustment is the biggest increase in 40 years. The bump the Social Security Administration announced Thursday tops a 5.9% increase 66 million Americans receiving Social Security got this year. On Thursday, at a NATO meeting in Brussels, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says Ukraine's allies share the responsibility to provide supplies for challenges that may come.
Our work here will help ensure that our allies maintain credible deterrence and defense while we continue our steadfast support of the brave citizens of Ukraine.
The Department of Homeland Security is rolling out a new program to combat the surge of illegal immigration from Venezuela. Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas DPS says that something needs to be done because border communities are being overrun.
We have completely neglected the American people. The people that reside in these border communities, they have turned their backs on them and they feel abandoned.
Venezuelan illegal immigrants would need to apply for asylum, have a sponsor in the United States, and undergo screening. Only 24,000 people will be accepted. Those who have crossed the border illegally and have been removed are not eligible and will be sent back to Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Life in prison without parole is a Florida jury's recommendation for 2018 Parkland School shooter Nicholas Cruz. In Cape Coral, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he disagrees.
You know, they used to do this. He would have been executed in 6 months. He's guilty. Everybody knew that from the beginning. And yet it takes years and years in this legal system that is not serving the interests of victims.
As President Biden continues to spend time on the West Coast, new data is out regarding crime statistics.
Just ahead of President Biden's visit to Oregon on Friday, the FBI is reporting violent crime in Portland, Oregon between 2020 and 2021 was the absolute worst in the United States. The FBI's latest figures indicate violent crime in the United States remained high between that time period. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former President George W. Bush and his wife Laura will be honored on World AIDS Day. The U.S. Global Leadership Coalition announced the former first couple will be in Washington, D.C. on December 1st for an event. The group saying it'll pay tribute to their extraordinary leadership to launching PrEPFAR 20 years ago. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont ordering flags to be lowered at half staff in the state after two Bristol police officers were killed and a third was seriously injured. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.